It's a beautiful thing that grew out of, I mean, my dad couldn't sing like Nazim's dad. Yeah. My dad wasn't a four top. Smokey Robinson used to steal his girlfriends, he told me. No. But what my daddy meant to me was this. He meant everything to me. And the Papa Was Project is dedicated to the memories of how our fathers raised us. And it's not just, I know we're like all hard legs up in here, but everybody has a dad,
yeah.
And to the father that we all have had, this is a celebration of that. Mm-hmm. And my dad raised us on music. He grew up around the Motown neighborhood, the era, and he raised us as such. And this all began with a beat. It began with "Papa Was a Rolling Stone" by the Temptations. That's it. So that song inspired the Papa Was Project.
Wow, wow. And we talked a little bit earlier, all three of us, or all four of us, actually. And you all are dads. You all are fathers. You, Horace, you said that the jury's still out on that one, though.
It was just a joke.
Yeah. I know.
They would storm the gates here.
I bet they would. No, I understand. I do the same. My dad tried to say something like that. But, you know, why is it so important? I'm talking to all three of you all. Why is it so important for you all to highlight and talk about fatherhood, especially being dads yourself? And we're going to just go down the line starting right here.
Go back with me. It's everything. It's my foundation. It's where I learned to feel protected. And again, it's back to the beat. It's back to the teachings of what our dads taught us, and to Detroit and to his culture. He taught us how to appreciate music and how to take music and apply it to our lives.
Mm-hmm. Horace.
Well, quite simply, everything starts with daddy. I mean, literally. And I have such a great, profound respect and admiration for my dad. Yeah. He passed in 2017, but he was there all of my life, and he was my first hero, still is. He was an example of a full man, flaws and all, and that's what makes you really a full man. And the older I get, the more I find out about him, the more I discover. I feel this way, that great fathers are appreciated more afterward. Moms get it during because just how it's cultivated and made. And I think there's a need for mothers to get that. And it's a requirement. And a good dad is going to make sure mothers get that. But dads are appreciated afterward. You know, it's like you appreciate a bridge when it's built.
Yeah.
When you're driving on, it's like, oh, and it hits you.
Yeah.
And it was so many moments where he would just tell me something and not explain it. And the explanation came in time.
Yeah.
So honoring him, and then the fact that I'm so blessed to be a dad, and my children are amazing. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. They're talented. They're gifted. So I know that that's a gift. And then with what I do as a comedian, like, the fodder and material is just there. And then I have such a deep appreciation with my faith. I understand God better by being a dad, because I'm like, oh, man, we your kids, and we're funny all the time. So
he left one word out. Many. He has like how many kids?
What you say about my mama? No,
he's got like 10 kids.
That's funny because her name is Minnie.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So my dad got her a van. It really was a minivan.
Minnie in the minivan with the mini kids. Love that.
How many kids, Horace?
Hey, man, just pick a number, any number.
He has seven children, and they're all beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. So, Nazim, just, you know, bridging that as well, just talk a little bit about, you know, fatherhood for yourself, the experiences you've had, and it helped lead you to this project.
You know, fatherhood is very important to me. I was blessed. I had a famous father. But, you know, he was on the road a lot. He was a great provider. He was a great dad. And like Horace said, he was actually my hero. The first person I really looked up to. But because of his profession, he was gone a lot. I didn't always have the opportunity to sit across the kitchen table and have oatmeal or pancakes with him. So for me, fatherhood was presence. And I'm a girl dad. I have three beautiful adult daughters. And I always wanted my daughters to know that I'm here no matter what, no matter where I am on this planet. If you need me, I'll be there quickly. You know, and so it's about presence. It's about, you know, living an example for your children. And then as it relates to this project, it was just a passion thing for me. I was asked to participate, and I've been here ever since because I think that having these conversations about fathering, particularly in our area, is so important. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
All right. So, you know, talking about the Papawas project, of course, but just going into the event that we're going to be seeing tomorrow at the Detroit Public Theater, go ahead and go into that a little bit, if you can, about what we're going to experience.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Fun.
Fun. And again, funny.
Yeah.
Everything's going to surround itself with or be surrounded by funny.
So you're saying it's going to be funny?
That's what I think I'm saying.
And it's also going to be informative.
Okay. It's going to be informative. And it's going to be a celebration of not just the bad dad.
Yeah.
Not, granted, back to the root, we gathered this from a song with the lyric by Barrett Strong that wasn't the best
depiction
scenario.
Of a dad, yeah.
Exactly. But to that, I'm always careful in what we do to make sure that we understand that dad was also a great guy. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Dad was around. I'm happen to be one of the people who has a dad who's a girl dad as well. So I understand exactly what you were saying when you said that. Just the importance of letting your kids know that you're there, you know, just being that figure there. So we know a little bit about the comedy event tomorrow. It's going to be funny and more funny, but it's also going to be informative. And I know that's the important thing as well, is using comedy to talk about really important topics with fatherhood, especially breaking some of those negative stereotypes, especially when we're talking about Black fatherhood. So I'm going to go down the line again and just ask you each about that, just using comedy to dispel some of those things that we often hear about Black fatherhood. Samuel?
Samuel, that's a good answer.
I like that.
So grown in here.
I feel so mature all of a sudden. Give it to me one more time real quick, I guess.
Yeah, so just talk a little bit about how you all are going to use comedy to talk about difficult discussions or difficult topics in Black fatherhood.
In Black fatherhood, there's nothing like a good entryway, my dad was one of the most humorous guys in the world, mm-hmm. and that really just always broke the ice. So it breaks the ice. We use music as a prompt to do exactly that. So mission will be accomplished when we are able to use funny as a way to talk about the different things that men face. So if that's answering it properly, that's what we'll be doing. So
yeah. Horace?
Yeah, and I want to just break the ice on it. Like, it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full comedy show. So you're going to be laughing. We got Josh Adams,
yes.
critically acclaimed. He was on HBO Hard Knocks, representing when they followed the Detroit Lions. Hilarious brother. You got Melvin Bender, who's been featured in over 40 commercials regionally and nationally. And I work with these guys. And we like to say we're not local comedians. We're Detroit-bred comedians.
Mm.
We originated here. We travel around the country, across and internationally, and people recognize the talent from Detroit. So the show is going to be funny. What we're adding to it is bonus. It's like around Christmas time, we get all these specials and bonuses.
Yeah.
Women, you know, people love to shop. So, hey, you're getting extra. You're getting a comedy show, but you're also getting this opportunity for this talk show afterwards where we get to talk and you get to know the comedians better. And we get some more information about comedians. We get some more information about what it's like to be a comedian and be a dad, or about being a father, period. We get to share. The audience gets to interact with it. So people are used to seeing talk shows or comedy shows, but we're putting them both together.
Nice.
So you're gonna come out and laugh. You know, I told people you can skip your workout Friday. You can skip your Botox. Just come on out. Your face will be hurting. Your abs will be moving. You can bring somebody you don't like. By the end of the night, you're going to like them a little better because we might talk about them. But it's definitely going to be fun and funny. And we want to, that's really what it is, demystifying the aura around fatherhood.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be dads are also good. No, dads are great.
Yeah.
And then also there's some that don't listen. Because even like with the song, I was confused for years about Papa Was a Rolling Stone. It wasn't until I actually got with the project that when they said Papa Was a Rolling Stone, all he left us was a loan.
Yeah.
I thought they were saying like he left them a low interest loan, like a mortgage.
So, nah, bro.
Like a loan.
Oh, man.
I'm here all hour.
Nazim, the same thing with you. Just, you know, just using comedy as a way and a platform as a way to just talk about fatherhood. Just, like you said, demystify some of those myths surrounding fatherhood and Black fatherhood.
Absolutely. And, of course, my partners really have articulated. But, you know, you think about it. Everybody likes to laugh,
mm-hmm.
right? And laughter, it really is a key to the soul. And so laughter can be used to puncture those tough spaces, to make its way into places where you might not otherwise make your way. And so using laughter in that way to talk about this subject, which is so important, is just an awesome thing to do. And, you know, I thinking about, you know, my dad was hilarious. And those other three guys that he spent many, many years with, they were like brothers. But, you know, I had the opportunity to be backstage with those guys. And I swear, if they hadn't been singing, they could have put Richard Pryor out of business because they were just funny. And so, but it made things comfortable around them. Even when we had to talk about tough subjects, you know, it made things comfortable. And so we're doing the same thing here with the Papa Was Project and Fathers of Funny.
Awesome. So, you know, getting back to the event itself, it is happening tomorrow. Go ahead and give us the rundown again, the time. I know the cool thing about it is it's free.
Free.
Yes. It's
free.
And it is
free.
And it's free. And it's free because of the Engage Detroit grant that we acquired from the University of Michigan.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.
You know, I can't even go ahead and say that with y'all. I will support it right now, but yes, I am a Spartan at heart.
You can say it.
I will say it.
Say it.
I can't, but okay, I can.
Okay. But come on. Michigan State
well,
and
as
Michigan
there are
alumni
founders,
have
funders, go Blue.
We always have something in common.
We do. This is something we do have in common, so I will.
And it's bring everybody. Bring the whole Big Ten. Bring everybody. Yeah. Just come because it's what it's about. It's about, again, I was thinking about what they were saying. Sometimes I answer things late, so forgive me. Here's a roundabout, and real quick. Dads are brought in as the enforcer all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, and I don't know if your dads ever did this, but sometimes they would come into the room when they were supposed to punish you, because you can't say beating things like that on the radio no more, right? Okay, so no corporal punishment. When they would come in to give you a little corporal punishment, and sometimes my dad would come in, and he would shut the door, and he would just say, okay. Just put some water on your eyes when I'm finished.
Scream a little bit.
Scream a little bit. And then we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Jump against a couple walls.
Don't hurt yourself. And so in the tribute to all of that is what tomorrow is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great time. So we're ready.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. Like I said, it's free. F-R-E-E. You know along. That around this season of the year, I always say that's why holidays are harder. Like Thanksgiving is more difficult. Christmas is more difficult. It's not just because of the time of the season in the year. It's because they come at the end of the month. Like your money done ran out by then. Like, it's like if Christmas was on the first, everybody would get a gift. But the 25th, I'm like, I'm just hoping these lights is on tomorrow. That's why we're putting up all these Christmas lights. But
I hope they don't cut them off before Christmas.
Yeah. And you see, that's why Thanksgiving, they like, bring some. Yeah, because we running out. This is potluck. But it's free, F-R-E-E. And either sometimes people don't realize the value in things. So you're getting this premier comedy show. You're getting this opportunity to talk and engage. We got vendors that will be there, other people sharing. It's at a beautiful facility right in the city. Right Midtown Detroit, Detroit Public Theater. So a lot of people haven't been there, so it's a chance for you to come somewhere different. Come on a date, you know, impress your boo. Mm-hmm. Like, you got it all together. Bring family, whomever. We're going to have a great time, and this is the first of many events that we'll be having.
And that is the other thing. Everybody had a dad, so this is not for men only.
It's for everybody.
Better not be.
I was kind of wondering, guys, before we wrap up the segment, we got to get some dad jokes in here. You guys got some short dad jokes you could tell us?
Well, see, that we can throw some out. We wanted to make sure we distinguished that this wasn't a dad joke show. So that's why we went with the Fathers of Funny.
Yeah.
Because dad jokes has that connotation of corny. Now, corn has its place, believe me. Mm-hmm. There's a right place for corny. And I think all men need a little corny in their life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's part of it. Steps your game up. But yeah, we'll be talking and laughing. But we got a couple dad jokes for you. We can do a couple.
He's under pressure right now. This is kind of like rappers when they get them in the booth.
Freestyle.
You got to freestyle.
Oh man, I can freestyle too. Okay. Yeah. I'm ambidextrous. I'm multi talented.
So why did the chicken cross the road?
Because it was a green light.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the importance of laughter is the response.
The timing. Yeah. And there was that little gap.
Here
you go. I got a good one for you. I got a good dad joke for you.
Yeah.
You
ready?
All right. Why is Saturday stronger than Wednesday?
Why?
Because Wednesday is a weekday. It's a weekday. That was given by one of our distinguished alumni.
Right. So
well,
that was for you, Rich.
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake? What do you call it?
An impasta.
I see what he did there.
I do love a corny joke. I really do. Oh, my gosh. But I want to say thank you all so much. I know we have one more thing to get to, because after the Papa Project, the Papa Was Project, you have the comedy show, of course, tomorrow. But you also have other events that are going to follow.
Oh, and what follows is this. We're tackling fatherhood and family with the Papa Was Project. We have next Thursday over at the congregation from 6 to 8. Next Thursday, we have Higher Ground Music and Mental Health. Come have a ball and techno. It's the Techno Symposium. So the Techno Symposium, Higher Ground Music and Mental Health, next Thursday. Congregation 6 to 8.
Going down. Free event. Have free some event. Fun. Yeah.
See, I told you I got them style.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining the show this afternoon. We were joined by Nazim Fakir, the Papa Was Project partner and managing partner of the Fakir Group. Samuel J. Donald, the Papa Was Project founder and Detroit Music President, and Horace H.B. Sanders, the Papa Was Project partner as well, and a well-renowned comedian extraordinaire who is going to be the host of the Evening of Fathers of Comedy. Thank you all so much. The Papa Was Project is happening tomorrow evening at the Detroit Public Theater. It is free. Definitely go out, hang out.
See you there.
And check us out on IG and Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you forget the name, just remember, it's funny to me.